And I am Aditya.
And welcome to Dikichana, the podcast. This is episode 45. And today we are going to talk about mental health. So I think mental health, when your word or phrase, it's been like thrown around by everyone, mostly our generation. But we just wanted to spark up the conversation to take a look within yourself, with yourself. Like, are you really taking care of yourself or not, Calico? And we wanted to share our journey of therapy as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this can be of some use to you guys. And we're also planning to start a series on the same topic, mental health, where we want to discuss about different types of therapy, how you can get started, and that's a whole other story, which we will be talking about in the podcast itself. So let's get started with Azuko Podcast.
Let's go.
How are you feeling?
Oh, it's a very tough question to answer that right now, Ed.
Yeah? Why?
Because there's a lot of things happening in life right now. Mm-hmm. So there's also be like a life update.
Right.
You know, so for the people who've been following us, they would know like we've been going through a lot of different journeys in our life. And obviously, we're in it together. Everybody's going through their own journeys. Mm. So in a week, I'll be leaving for my master's to the UK.
That is actually it's something you should be proud of and not be alkati, I don't know, you're being alkati shy, okay, alkati sad, khaleko. Yeah. But it's a very good university that you're going to, and it's like your dream university, so.
Yeah, so I got into UC.
Congratulations, guys, please comment down below. Congratulations, Adi, you know. So you're going to?
So I got into UCL. for the course that I really wanted to pursue. So the course is called Prosperity, Innovation and Entrepreneurship. So it basically focuses on how to make socially impactful businesses.
Wow.
So this is the kuraru. But exactly, for the things that I should be celebrating. So I'm going to say podcast break for a couple of months. On two beats, things that I should have been excited about, things that I should have been celebrating about, they seem to be like stress. Because with things like this, you know, so when you get into a good university, obviously people expect things.
People as in who?
Your parents, your friends.
Society.
Society as a whole. Only with the great responsibility, with great power. This is khali aayo. Whatever, with great opportunities also comes great expectations. Khali ke.
Okay.
So
that's true. That's true.
Recent months ma chai dherai opportunities haru pairachu. Ani tele garda khere chai the load of expectations on me chai just feels like it's just piling and piling and piling. Ani keeping up with the expectations, just I don't know if I'm handling that well.
But are you enjoying though?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you enjoying the work that you're doing? Like the modern opportunities that you came across, are you enjoying it?
Sometimes like it comes back to self worth. Good question. Okay? So I let's say like I'm doing this group therapy, which is focused upon self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And we do talk a lot about self-worth. And so more I'd say whenever I do get opportunities such as this, going to one of the best universities in the world, you know, like, and then I feel like, why me?
How did I stumble upon this?
Yeah, like, what's any? Like, also,
imposter syndrome's kicking in, no?
Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't be getting the opportunities that I do get. And I still have problem accepting that I am worth it. You get it? Until you are not stressed out.
So,
but,
yeah.
So, the bike, there was another there was this documentary grant that I received from KIMF, Kathmandu Mountain International Film Festival. Let's say Tony Hagen Barfoot, they give out this grant to 4 filmmakers every year, you know. And this is apparently a big deal in the filmmaking community in Nepal.
The word to keep on, sir. The key word here is apparently.
I didn't know, like, as such, you know. Like, kosto, it was just, there was this story I was chasing, you know, about my hometown. And I thought, like, since we do have a platform, tiki chao, you know. Maybe I'd like pursue that story here. Whenever I like went back to my hometown, I would sit down with this like group of women. So right. I was chasing their story, and you would sit down with them and just like dig deeper, you know. The story is a boy. Obviously, Pratibha, who's our researcher, helped me out with the application for that documentary. And interview ko lai bolayo. And I went, I didn't even know the full form of KIMF. So, on Malai, they just asked me about the story. I was like, very, I knew everything about it. So, I had the story, the key, Gornu Monsar, the Kasiri, the Pursi Gornu Monsar, the Sapikura Thathe.
So, Malai, you were chasing the story and the Malai, thing, but not the grant itself.
Yeah.
So, you're so like driven by the.
Yeah.
Intention of making that thing happen.
Yeah. And then after the interview, I researched about the thing, and apparently it's a big deal. And surprisingly, the next day I get in. And there are people who I've known, who I've worked with before, and who are like better filmmakers than I am, who didn't receive it. Okay? And then it just makes me question myself even more. Okay? Like, the fuck? I'm not a filmmaker, exactly. There are people who are doing this for a living, and then like I received the grant.
Wow. So what do you think got you in? Why is this turning into a therapy session? Oh my god. Just answer that and you will move on to the main content.
I think they liked the story. I think they liked how I pitched it. More as the one thing I'm confident about is how I can sell ideas. I think I just did that.
Yeah, I think so too, because you shot your episode 4 Jikichang also, Janakpurma.
Yeah, I did.
I know. And it was about the same thing, and I know you've been like really pursuing that story. So I think that is what like actually got you in, because they saw that you were in for it. So congratulations on so many things. Now getting back to the podcast, we wanted to talk about Hamro journey of therapy as well, because Chao and I, so we've been seeking therapy for a year now. So we wanted to talk about that, share our experiences with you guys. And what we got out of it, like 1 year back, what's the difference? And you know, it's because like we both of us are like, we always advocate mental health and seeking therapy. So we thought, why not have this episode in itself? So do you want to go ahead and like talk about? Actually, I should go ahead because more Moile start.
Please, you start. Yeah.
So Malai therapy, as I just said, you know, therapy, I was always advocating for mental health awareness and seeking therapy. But for some reason, I was like, I need to reach a breaking point to go to therapy. And one of my friends, she was going to therapy, and I told her the same thing. She was sharing her experiences, and I told her the same thing. I think I'm just waiting for that breaking point to go to therapy. And she just like, what the hell? And she just laughed it off. Okay? Like, you don't have to reach that breaking point to go to therapy. Okay? I don't know if this is a Nepali thing or a human thing. You know? We just wait for things to be worst, okay? To take action. Now, gym or jaane pani tei ta ho. Like, doctor le la tabailai diabetes bhayo bhane lekhera dincha. And tespachi bholi dekhi diet pani garecha, workout pani garecha. होइन एभ्रिथिङ सो एन्ड आई वाज सोर्ट अफ लाइक रिलेटिङ इट टु द्याट के बिकज वर्कआउट पनि त अब यु डु इट फर अ लङ टर्म होइन यु मेक इट अ पार्ट अफ यर लाइफ यु मेक इट यर लाइफ स्टाइल सो इट बेनिफिट्स यु थ्रु आउट यर लाइफ खालेको कुरा हो नि त अनि मेन्टल हेल्थ पनि वाइ नट जस्तै लाग्ने बिकज मेन्टल हेल्थ इज सच अ देख्दैन नि त खुट्टा भाँच्यो भने त ल प्लास्टर लगाएर बस्यो भने ए ला बिचरा हुन्छ नि डु निड सम हेल्प यस्तो यस्तो हुन्छ दिमागमा के भइरहेछ नो वान क्यान रिड युर माइन्ड सो नो वान एक्चुली नोज हाउ यु आर के
एन्ड फेरि यु नट इन्करेज टु इभन लाइक सो द्याट नि त अब यु इन्करेज टु पुट अ प्लास्टर अन इट के सो सपोज इभन इफ यु आर ह्याभिङ सम प्रब्लम्स अब वी लिभ इन दिस सोसियल मिडिया वर्ल्ड वी जस्ट ह्याभ टु पुट अन अ फिल्टर अन एभ्रिथिङ एन्ड जस्ट लुक नाइस हुन्छ नि लुक लाइक we're always having a good time ani obviously but you can you also have this so much like internalized messaging ke but you can always like hunchu ni khushi hun parcha ramro hun parcha you always ramro hun parcha and anything except those things if you feel anything else you feel like you're doing something wrong
exactly
okay? Obviously you don't want to accept that you're doing something wrong
That is true. तर मेरो फर्स्ट थेरापी सेसनमा चाहिँ माई फ्रेन्ड डिड टेल मी धेरै एक्सपेक्ट नगर इट्स जस्ट लाइक एन इन्ट्रोडक्टरी सेसन वर यु टक अबाउट वट यु वान्ट वट यु लुकिङ फ्रम थेरापी सेसन भनेर होइन अनि आई हेड नो एक्सपेक्टेसन्स मैले लाइक लिटरली के थेरापी हो हुन्छ नि कुन अप्रोच युज गरेर चाहिँ के पनि नै रिसर्च गरेको थिएन कि आई जस्ट लाइक वेन्ट इन हुन्छ नि नथिङ इन माई हेड अनि त्यो सेसनमा आई फेल सो हर्ड के लाइक वाट like what is happening khali ke like I felt so I don't know it was such a safe space for me to just be okay and when at the first session you know like it had a really big impact on me on your bistari break aba bistari like the huncha ni tyo ke bhancha tale unveil gardai janda khari chai there are some issues that I had to have to take care of one era chai I sort of like realize that and I think that's how I continued and maile chai ulai bhanera thi like bro yo therapy ta janu parne kura ho bhanera ani so would you want to continue your journey
of say obviously we were both like always advocating like therapy or whatever people need and whatever they need to do they should khali त्यस्तो मेरो दिमागमा थेरेपी टुवर्ड्स स्टिग्मा चाहिँ कहिले पनि थिएन बट देन अभियसली इट्स हार्ड फर यु टु एक्सेप्ट वेन यु निड थेरेपी खालि के अनि यु फिल लाइक यु निड टु बी ब्रोकन अर यु निड टु ह्याभ एन इस्यु टु देन टु लाइक फिक्स इट
द्याट्स द लास्ट रिजोर्ट
द्याट्स द लास्ट रिजोर्ट खालि बट इट्स एक्चुली नट हुन्छ नि यो चाहिँ लाइक एकदम चाहिने चिज होइन बट लाइक थेरेपी इन द सेन्स It doesn't always have to be like professional therapy also okay As you it? Can do things that are therapeutic hunch ni
all right
you know so malai chai for me mero therapy was just like first few months literally the first few months was just like me giving life updates and ranting about things okay cuz most of the times what we do is there are a very limited number of people you actually share things with, you actually talk with, and there's a lot of trauma you have, there's a lot of guilt, there's a lot of things you're not proud of, and there are a lot of things you're ashamed of. There's the same people who are a part of your life, and there's a lot of trauma sometimes the trauma, sometimes the shame, the guilt, is due to your parents, due to your friends, due to your partners. And those are the people you share the most things with. So you can't rant about them to them. You know? It's just spirals. Okay? And plus, there's so many times when you're feeling things which you don't know exact words to describe
it. Oh yes, that's a big one.
And even when you are like talking to people, you have a very high chance that you're going to ruin relationships. So mero lagi chai first therapy how it started out was I have no problem like sharing things or accepting my mistakes hunch ani that's something more testo saro problem thi unthena so I would go into therapy and just like talk about everything and more I feel light feel huni so it was just a place for me to think because I usually think by speaking. Everybody thinks by speaking. Most of people, don't you? You think or you... Because there's a lot of shit that's going on inside your head. When you put it into words, when you put, like, it just comes out and you can see it, okay?
Mm.
When you're talking, you can see it. When you're writing, it's even better, you know? And so it's just, like, those jumbled up kuraharu, tumle bhanepachi, it's just, it's in the air, it makes more sense, you know? And so therapy, again, tumle bhanepachi, it was just a safe space for, like, to share those things, you know? And my therapist, this is our suggestion, or whatever, this is dindai na, therapy is... Therapy is not, like, a... guidance khali haina ke it's just like therapy is just a safe space for you to share things and they'll give you tools that can help you discover or like work on yourself
I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions or like ke bhanne myths bhanum therapy ma answer pauncha like no like I ask my therapist so many questions like why am I this why am I that and he's just like there the answer is with you bhancha and but what he does is he does like ask right questions at the right time to say okay he does it out of curiosity and to know where this is coming from and when he asks that question it just like makes me think even more okay
mala chai oftentimes huncha ni you can trace back your emotions okay you can trace back everything you're feeling
what do you mean by that
like अहिले इफ यु फिलिङ सम मैले भने नि अहिले आई डोन्ट फिल द बेस्ट थिङ होइन बट नाउ आई हेभ द टुल्स द्याट आई क्यान ट्रेस इट ब्याक टु वाइ आई डोन्ट फिल इट आई फिल इट बिकज आई फिल द लोड अफ एक्सपेक्टेसन्स अनि आई फिल इट बिकज म ट्रेस गर्नु सक्छु क्या के चाहिँ हो प्रब्लम भनेर चाहिँ पत्ता लगाउन सक्छु क्या बिकज अफन टाइम्स कस्तो हुन्छ भने वी जस्ट फिल थिङ्स अनि त्यो कहाँबाट आइरहेछ किन आइरहेछ कसरी आइरहेछ चाहिँ इट्स भेरी हार्ड फर अस टु find out
you know
decipher so in therapy say I think moile just sikhe ko kura chai is to like go deep into find out moile ti euta kura chai always had a lot of guilt of like hurting people khale huncha ni ani tele gara khere chai am I a bad person khale lagne ke ani therapy ma bhan tinne bhanera chai like why do you feel that way Then you're just asking questions like why or the other then you reach a point where you realize oh this is where it stemmed from right. You know because there are like hamro past ma mostly hunchani there are some dark basements you don't want to go into okay? and the dark areas haruli ni it causes you all of these negative emotions makes you feel anxious makes you feel depressed all of these things you know because it is the fear of the unknown okay? You know But just imagine the fear of the unknown, timro, tyo memories haru huncha ni. Like timle ramrari decipher gare chaina ke. It's just like a dark basement that you haven't been to, huncha ni. So just imagine therapy as you having somebody or like huncha ni, just having the courage to slowly go into that basement and just like look around, huncha ni. Suru bhai so chantam chumchum garyo, obviously you still don't know what's going on, huncha ni. It's a bit scary. But then you light up a candle. You see the basement and after a while it gets bright and you know where things are
right
even though it's not the best place you at least know what it is and then the fear of the unknown is gone so you can see the basement for what it is you can see the incidents for what it was you can see the events for what it was you can see the memories for what it was and not what you made of it
malai chai personally I think it literally took me like a year to get to that point
because
it was in layers okay because mero I think first thing therapy ma that I started doing was accepting the fact that I don't want to feel things okay like you said ni aba you can trace back your emotions bhane ni haina to trace back emotions trace back garna lai emotions chha bhanera ta acknowledge garnu paryo ni ta for me say I was like in a space where I did not want to feel things okay? for me it was like feeling things and emotions bhako weakness jasto gare treat garthe ke maile ani so the first thing the first barrier for me was to be okay with the fact that I have emotions and I feel it because I'm a human hunchha ni humans ho like emotions feel gari halcha ni tyo nai garna malai time lagyo and then after that was categorizing which emotion is what one it okay so मलाई चाहिँ मेरो थेरापिस्टले हि गेभ मि एन इमोसन चार्ट. सो एभ्री टाइम के ब्रेक डाउन भयो ओर इफ आई जस्ट टोल्ड हिम द्याट आइम फिलिङ वियर्ड देन आई डु यु वान्ट टु लाइक टेक अ लुक एट यर इमोसन चार्ट भन्नु भन्यो कि एन्ड देन आई लुक एट इट अनि सरेर हेर्दाखेरि अनि विच एभर लाइक जुन पढ्दाखेरि चाहिँ लाइक त्यो अलिकति त्यो इमोसन्स अझै बढाए जस्तो हुन्छ नि. एन्ड आई वाज लाइक या दिस इज वाट आई फिल खालेको. And then we would go into why we're feeling that one, I guess. So it, like, my therapist sort of had to spoon feed me khalega yo ke tyo chai then bistari hat samadei hineko jastai ho ke tyo chai. So there are a lot of layers and you might be anywhere hunchha ni from not feeling emotions to feeling it too much. So yeah, I think that is something you have to work on afai.
Obviously, exactly like you said, hunchha ni everybody is completely different, everybody has a completely different experience about life and how they make things out of it. But obviously everything just comes down to two things. It's the images that you have in your head and the stories that you tell yourself. And with therapy, you just have, not just with therapy, but then if you just have actual good non-judgmental friends around you,
right,
who will just listen to you,
or
like if you have an habit of writing in a safe space, you know, so just to have those spaces is important. I lost my train of thought.
But I know what you brought up is something very interesting, because you're doing group therapy, you know, right now. So mati sochi rahe the ki like about the first session of how I felt so hurt when it happened, you know. And a couple of days back I was talking to this that is my group, okay? The bad bitches, shout out to my bad bitches. So that is my personal safe space, okay? And mate, we were talking about the same thing about insani timle kura ta kasalai pokhyo but do you feel better or not bhanne kura ke, because there are people who don't feel better even after venting it out to someone, okay? Ani I felt like before therapy te that was me, like I didn't really feel very good because I wasn't very open about being genuine about my emotions, okay? So even if I felt very about, I don't know, jealous or grumpy or whatever,
the band would be different, okay?
tone down
it's a different narrative, okay? So if there's suppose guy issue hunchha ni, you'd be like fuck him khale, but then deep down you are feeling some sense of like hunchha ni rejection or like something else, okay? That is the emotion that you're feeling, but timle rant garda the chai you're blaming it on him, okay?
No, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is like tyo के भन्छ ग्रान्ट गर्दाखेरि पनि इमोसन्स जुन चाहिँ छ नि त्यो कम्युनिकेट गर्दाखेरि पनि आई वुड टोन इट डाउन बिकज आई वुडन्ट ट्रस्ट द पर्सन आइ एम ओपनिङ इट अप टु. सो लाइक सम अफ द पिपल वर प्रब्लमेटिक, सम अफ देम वर लाइक भेरी डिसमिसिभ हुन्छ नि. अनि थेरेपीमा गएपछि चाहिँ अब होइन प्लिज डोन्ट डु दिस इन अ पब्लिक प्लेटफर्म. अनि लाइक थेरापीमा गएपछि चाहिँ लाइक आई फेल्ट हर्ड. अनि त्यसपछि आई रियलाइज द्याट इट वाज ओके टु बी द्याट वे हुन्छ नि, इट वाज ओके टु फिल द्याट वे. अनि देयर सुड बी पिपल हु सुड बी भ्यालिडेटिङ हाउ आई फिल खाले. अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ लाइक आई सोर्ट अफ फाउन्ड पिपल हु आर लाइक that, okay? So for me it's my bad bitches, and so you like goera like literally 2-3 bastama rant garera huncha haina, ani they're there to listen, okay? And they also know the context ni ta, ani aba kali kai jiskira huncha kali kai huncha ni u garera huncha, tara you know they're just there and it's I feel very safe around them, okay? So I feel like you said agi therapy nai janu parcha bhanne chaina. I'm pretty sure like it's not very like the resources pani hudaina, accessible pani hudaina, but it's nice to have a group of people who would sort of like, you know, be there for you and would want to listen. Kaliko chai ho. So that is that. I forgot to sort of give a disclaimer in the beginning. about how we're not experts in this matter.
Oh, yes.
And whatever we're speaking is
out of experience.
Out of experience of our therapy journey.
Mm.
So please don't take this very professionally.
Mm.
If you want to seek therapy,
yeah.
We will be linking some of the wall.
Yeah, but this is like the first episode of the series that Kritisha will be continuing. So tesma chai she'll have professionals on and maybe unaharko kura haru chai would make more sense.
That would be but we just wanted to start it off with alikati
lighthearted hamro
lighthearted conversation. So that is that. I think there are like a lot of things we said in the first half, ne, about therapy and our journey, but also
like
want
what is like the one key learning from your therapy?
That I was gonna come to that. I actually have a lot because mota ekdamai actively therapy seeker ra hunta. So mero therapy je started off as once a week. And at a point, I started doing therapy twice a week because I felt like I really needed it. And my journey has been quite consistent. So there are like a lot of things I learned in therapy. I think some of the things I've also mentioned already. I want to start off with messages. So messages, this isn't the text message or whatever message we're talking about. These are like mental messages. So growing up, we don't know anything either. We don't know what the world is like. Like bachar lai discriminate garne aundaina ko dalit ko black ko white ko lgbtqi whatever kasalai pani discriminate garna aundaina ta tyo ta sikaera sikne kura ho nta ani malai ekdamai realize bhako ani ati nai turning point bhaneko chai like these messages. Okay, because I would go to my therapist and tell him how miserable I felt, and saying, I'm so indecisive, or I'm so miserable, I'm so like, I look like this, I'm isto one bond. And he would just like listen, and he would ask me, where did you get that message from? And that really helped me, trace back into where I got it from. And esmate, I think the people you really look up to plays a huge role. You know, parents, teachers, right? And people you look up to, your friends, because mala bato ma hinne manchele esto gin lagde hai esto bhanu mala ke lagdaina ke, but like if there is a friend who's like very close to me or my partner says that to me, then it hurts, okay? Because it's coming from a very credible source nai bhanum na. Or if someone just like aira esto gin lagdo eta uti bhanne ni kei farak pardaina ke, but when it comes from your parents or your teachers, then it's like, oh my god, like they're adults. They are people who know their shit. So when they're commenting something bad, that it probably means something khaleko hunta. So that's how messages build up. Ani tele garda ni like yo huncha ni bachcharko kura school ko kura huncha ni, because and then I started thinking about school ke teachers harle kasto bash hanthyo ke students harle,
tell me about it. म त जहिले पनि मेरो बच्चादेखि डे वानदेखि हिट लिस्ट नभएको मान्छे
त्यही मेरो पनि स्कुलमा त्यस्तै अब आई वाज भेरी स्टुडियस एन्ड आई वाज लाइक पढ्न रमाइलो लाग्थ्यो मलाई सो मलाई त्यस्तो फिल हुँदैन बट आई रिमेम्बर हाउ माई टिचर्स ब्यास्ड माई फ्रेन्ड्स के तिमीहरू यस्तो तिमीहरू केही गरेर खान्थेन यहाँ वहाँ भन्ने कि अनि त्यति बेला चाहिँ आई युस टु फिल ब्याड बिकज आर माई फ्रेन्ड्स बट नाउ आई फिल इभन मोर टेरेबल thinking about the messages they got, okay? As a child, hunch ni,
and the thing about messages is internalized hunch ke,
exactly,
so you internalize those things and those internalized messages slowly start becoming your identity.
Exactly, tei ta, so when I go to my therapist and tell him that I'm very ke bhanne
indecisive
or stuff, that is something that I have internalized, okay?
And that has slowly like timle bhanda internalize garera timro identity nai tei bhaisakyo,
actions mai reflect huncha ke ani, so when I can I'm just like huncha ni evaluating something, then it's just going to be like in my head there's a spiral of anxiety एउटा छ अलरेडी फर नट बिङ एबल टु डिसाइड एन्ड देन देयर इज अनदर एन्जाइटी अफ हाउ आई एम इन्डिसाइसिभ भनेर क्या सो देयर इज अ डबल अट्याक देयर हुन्छ नि सो द्याट इज वान अनि त्यो भएर चाहिँ अलिकति स्पेसली टिचर्स पेरेन्ट्स अल्सो
क्यान यु ब्लेम देम दो हुन्छ नि लाइक सो द थिङ इज हरेक प्रब्लममा those are things you can't control, okay? You can't control what other people are going to tell you. You can't control what your parents, what your friends, what your teachers are going to tell you. At the end of the day, it again comes back to you to decipher those things, reflect, and then make choices. Okay?
I agree on that.
I get it. Like, it is like, you can't expect the world to be perfect. Okay?
True.
There's never gonna be an ideal world where like every single parent just knows exactly what to do.
True.
They're having a child for the first time, like once a year. So every teacher is gonna know exactly how to treat their students.
Yeah.
Every friend is gonna know exactly how to lend a shoulder. It's not going to happen. So,
that is true.
More I'd say the culture right now, about canceling people, just like blaming other people for your mental traumas. Like,
I know.
They do play a role, but then you need to take responsibility.
I agree on that, obviously. You know? Mm-hmm. Why I'm going back to school and parenting is because like as adults, we know, like we are responsible for our trauma. Like, there's so many ways you're fucking up a child, okay?
Yep.
And त्यो भएर चाहिँ स्पेसली पेरेन्ट्स एन्ड टिचर्स चाहिँ आई फिल लाइक दे हेभ अ ह्युज रेस्पोन्सिबिलिटी एन्ड विदाउट ट्रेनिङ चाहिँ जो पाइ त्यसलाई टिचर बनाउनु चाहिँ ठिक हो जस्तो लाग्दैन
मलाई
तर या अभियसली लाइक यु सेड त्यो ट्रमा चाहिँ इट्स युर रेस्पोन्सिबिलिटी लाइक साउन्ड्स अनफेयर एन्ड हुन्छ नि लाइक समवन गोज एन्ड डज सम टेरिबल शिट टु मी एन्ड आइ एम सपोज टु बी रेस्पोन्सिबल फर गेटिङ माई सेल्फ आउट अफ इट इज अ टेरिबल थिङ होइन बट द्याट इज how it is
because abo if see bhaisakyo tyo kura haru abo this not like it's not under your control the only thing that is under your control is that you can take up responsibility and work on yourself and fix those traumas issues you have you know but obviously I do understand parenting and teachers or whoever dealing with kids should be very responsible. I agree. More the point, I think if you listen to our previous episodes, parenting ko lai pani, you should like have a course, give an exam. Only if you pass, then you should be allowed to have kids. Bhanera sama bhane hola, you know? Like, so, ma aba testo huncha ke? Like, you feel frustrated with, like, huncha ni, a lot of testo kura haru when you see parents, like, huncha ni, not doing their jobs, right?
Right.
Tara, obviously, the world isn't going to function like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal, yeah, obviously, but we can try.
We can try to have a better world, a kinder world.
So, tumi lai chai ke ho ki? Mero ta aaya bhanne chu.
Mero, I think, mero sabai ko ki learning at the end of the day. Hamle, okay, this, I'll connect this with a fun kura. So, me and my dear brother, my friend, we also started like this event company, and we do sunflower sessions one year again. And the whole idea behind sunflower sessions was just to create a space where it would be very communal, very like good vibes and spreading positive energy. So it didn't start because you wanted to make money. It didn't start anything, but it was always like music was always my escape. Okay? Music was always something that would like end all divides. So if you fucking like rock and if you're headbanging and there's another guy, girl, like a gay dude, like a trans woman, like it wouldn't matter, okay, bro, because all heads are just banging, you know? You get what I'm trying to say.
I get you.
Yeah, it's like what I'd say for me, say music has always been that common space for everyone.
Yeah.
And more I say that feeling was just so like music could bring people together, just like end all divides, you know? That was exactly the vibe we were going for. वी अल्सो मेड दिस मर्च होइन अनि त्यसमा चाहिँ लाइक स्टुडेन्ट पोजिटिभ भाइब्रेसन चाहिँ तल देयर्स दिस कोट अनि द कोट इज बिन माई बिगेस्ट लर्निङ
डु यु वान्ट टु रिभिल द कोट
या सो द कोट बेसिकली सेज प्र्याक्टिस बिङ काइन्ड टु योरसेल्फ यु आर ओन्ली ह्युमन नट पर्फेक्ट बट ब्युटिफुल होइन सो द्याट हेज बिन माई बिगेस्ट लर्निङ बिकज आई वाज अलवेज लाइक अ आई वुड वन्ट टु बी अ पर्फेक्सनिस्ट हुन्छ नि एन्ड आई वुड जस्ट कुडन्ट एक्सेप्ट माइसेल्फ बिकज आई वुड हेभ दिस बिग ड्रिम्स हुन्छ नि आई वुड हेभ दिस बिग ग्रान्डियोसो आइडियाज एन्ड अभियसली थिङ्स डोन्ट अलवेज वर्क आउट एज प्लान्ड होइन अनि देन आई वुड बिट माइसेल्फ डाउन सो एन्ड अनदर थिङ चाहिँ मलाई कस्तो हुन्थ्यो भने है दिस सो मेनी टाइम्स दिस कुरा चाहिँ यु एज ह्युमन्स यु मेक अ लट अफ मिस्टेक्स एन्ड वी अलवेज टट द मिस्टेक्स आर ब्याड हुन्छ नि अनि देन अनदर कुरा चाहिँ यु मेक अ लट अफ मिस्टेक्स एन्ड लुज अ लट अफ पिपल एन्ड यु कान्ट मेक एभ्रीबडी ह्याप्पी के मेरो चाहिँ बच्चादेखि प्रब्लम चाहिँ आई वुड वन्ट टु मेक एभ्रीबडी ह्याप्पी के होइन भेरी लाइक पिपल प्लिजर काइन्ड अफ अनि अनि मसँग कोही रिसायो कि त मलाई कसैले मन पराएन भने वु जस्ट आई मेक मी फिल लाइक सुपर ब्याड अनि एट सम पोइन्ट अफ टाइम आई फेल लाइक आई वाज जस्ट लाइक आई डोन्ट नो वाट आई वाज डुइङ रङ बट आई न्यू आई वाज डुइङ समथिङ रङ बिकज आई फेल लाइक आई वाज जस्ट लाइक पुसिङ पिपल अवे आई वाज जस्ट हर्टिङ पिपल क्या अनि एट द्याट पोइन्ट अफ टाइम इज वेन आई स्टार्टेड सिकिङ फर थेरेपी होइन अनि थेरेपीमा जाँदाखेरि चाहिँ इट्स लाइक इट्स अल राइट लाइक यु कान्ट बी पर्फेक्ट you are going to hurt some people because that's not under your control hain ani timle manche lai hurt garyo bhane ma ta ati heavy guilt hune ke so just to accept that you're human and you can make mistakes you are going to hurt people you can't make everybody happy was like my biggest learning to just be let
but,
be
but how did you come in terms with that
to be
like were there any tools that you used ki to therapy ma rant session le garda ni you sort of like get
caught no it was a lot of are you doing things because you want to do it or are you doing things because other people expect you to do it khale ke huncha ni so ma just agi ko internalizing kura har garine ami tesari nai mero chai internalized kura haru chai was always like this big expectations you have upon your head hunch ni from parents from society you just always have to do good always have to make a lot of money be like successful whatever that means hunch ni so do all of that ani mero chai just like always living up to those expectations yeah so whatever people want you to be you just like aim to be that khali and obviously you can't always live up to those expectations you know
especially and when there are like multiple expectations from multiple dimensions
yeah definitely and then you start feeling like a misfit
so like how did you I get it where this is stemming from you know you talked about messages and then you talked about how you got out of it that the bits of process to you like what story did you tell yourself or did you journal did you what did you do? What was your escape or what were you doing right to get to that point
one thing I could do was change the scenario I was in
as in
change the spaces that I was in the people I just needed like a fresh cuz it's so if you're with the same people for a long period of time the expectations they know and you just feel like you just have an image of yourself until imposter syndrome bhaisake ke malai ma eti barsha dekhi because I'm trying to be what they expect me to be if I be myself they feel like I'm being somebody else okay hunch ni so I just needed a change in place something like that hunch ni tara ma chai for a few months I was in my home I just like wouldn't want to get up get out of bed I would stay in my bed for like the longest I could hunch ni jaba samma खानु उठ्नु अरू लाइक उठ्नै पर्ने बेला मात्रै आई वुड गो आउट अदरवाइज आई जस्ट लाइक स्टे इन बेड अनि इग्नोरिङ अ लट अफ थिङ्स त्यसपछि चाहिँ यु वाज जस्ट लाइक यु फाइन्ड पिपल हु वुड यु नो जस्ट लिसन अर वाट एभर एन्ड यु वाज जस्ट लाइक मलाई चाहिँ आई एक्सेप्टेड द फ्याक्ट द्याट आई कुड सर्भाइभ even if
without the people you are usually hanging with.
Yeah,
I think that's a very valid point, because so often we are so quick at connecting our identity with people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Haina, and it's so hooked ke like haina estai nai garnu parcha bhanera, like even like being with people, like huncha ni relationships or whatever pani huncha ni, like you're just like hooked to that one. Maile aghi bhane jasto like I had so many people that I talked to, but I never felt accepted. Yeah. Some of them were dismissive. And then when you have the courage to like get out of it and explore on your own, it sort of gives you that power to reset your entire narrative. Okay?
Yeah.
I think that's what you're getting at.
Oh, yeah. Please, thank you so much to explain on that. You know, so that's kind of exactly what happened. With therapy, it's just like, I could, so I could see, like with therapy, say, I could see where the problem lied.
Right.
I could see mala kun spaces or ma mala alikati uncomfortable feel huncha bhanera tyo chai maile identify garnu sake through therapy. But obviously to build that courage to just like huncha ni get out and do something new, say, it just had to come from within, huncha ni, one step at a time. Tara feri euta step lin bichai like wild bhayo na, which is different. But then it's just like when I could take like one step out and then go to a different place, like just change, huncha ni feri yo chai feri sabai jana lai garnu gaharo huncha ke, so I'm just like seeing this out of like I did have the privilege to change locations or like change a scenario in space,
right,
huncha ni, so
yeah, I mean
to do that also is a privilege,
exactly. What if I just want to like malai Nepal nai puge re, not everybody has the resources to go to Bairo and do it. Makes sense. And one more thing I just like caught from what you just said was how you accepted that and you took the first step. I think therapy ma a lot of it is that, because like we mentioned aghi, no, nobody gives us answer ka therapy ma. Kali na esto frustrating huncha, I'm just like telling my therapist like tell me what I'm supposed to do, and it's just like there. Like, I know the answer is with you, bhanera basira huncha, haina? Ani tara what I've noticed is once you start accepting your emotions, feelings, how you're feeling, and when you sit with it without numbing the pain, you just like it just grows and it makes you take action, okay? Kinani we I think aile ko zamana ma jhan there are so many ways you can dissociate.
Yeah.
Social media, any drugs or like alcohol, smoking.
To numb the pain.
Yeah, like compulsive eating and all of that. Okay?
Clubbing,
very evident one. Aileko,
Nepal ko nightlife the wild.
Don't even get me started on that. So there are a lot of ways people just like tend to numb the pain. Ani that is exactly why you can't get out of the misery. Okay? So the awareness obviously is the first step.
Yeah, I think it's so important to sit with your pain, okay?
Yeah, true. Sit with your pain matra bhanda pani sit with your emotions, okay?
Yeah,
happy emotions, sad emotions, whatever emotions you have, you know. So apparently there are like 9 major emotions that you feel, haina, ani 9 or 6 or is alikati sad or what people perceive as sad, so jealousy, sadness, there's a list, ani tinta chai joy, happiness and curiosity, so like alikati matra portion chai happy chha, so it's kind of sad that kiko sad bhanne, I mean like these are just emotions, these are strong emotions, the sad ones too, ani one of the biggest thing that we've learned, like most people learn, is that your bad emotions or jealousy, insecurity, sadness, sorrow, grief, people try to avoid that, okay?
Yeah.
And that is when you fall into that loop of not trying to feel things.
Yeah. And so obviously emotions is like, if you numb feeling grief, if you numb feeling, it's the other emotions, you also numb feeling happiness and joy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't like numb one emotion and expand on another, okay?
That's
like,
true.
It has like both ends, okay?
Mm.
When you feel the deepest of sorrows, the deepest of grief, that's when you are the most happy, when you actually connect.
Right.
That's the jatiko chai deeply lost feel huncha, tetikai deeply love pani feel huncha, okay?
Mm.
So if you're just like narrowing the entire spectrum.
Right. Yeah, I think that just reminded me of what you told me pahila ekchoti. Can the highest level of happiness or gratitude is felt by someone who's lost everything, something on that line. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like when you're numbing your grief and everything, you also numb happiness and joy.
Yeah. And another thing, we always start to associate these emotions such as sadness and grief. And when you feel that way, you feel bad again for feeling that way.
Yeah. That's true.
And that's the feeling bad, not being accepted. It just makes you not want to deal with it.
Right. Like, I said, there are layers of things that I unveiled about myself. The acceptance is like, I accepted the fact that I don't want to feel things.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat with that. And therapy, ma aune ke niskine ke yesto kura haru. Like, why am I not trying to feel this? Or why am I like a robot? And you don't find the answer then and there.
Mm-hmm.
You just like sit with it. Like, socho, it's at the back of your head. And bisari, once you have that conversation with your therapist or your friends, like, malai kotera conversations with like sathi harusanga pani bhako chha yesto, haina? Like, ani tyo awareness bhayepachi chai, whenever that pattern repeats, then you're like, oh, is this what I'm doing again? Khaliko hune ki. Ani when you go through that again and again, it sort of like becomes uncomfortable ki. Because now you're aware ni ta. Ke ke bhairacha, or timro gaadi ma ke leak bhairacha bhane timi thaha chaina bhane ta kehi farak pardain. The moment you know it, now you want to act on it ni ta.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's visible and you see why it's so wrong for you, then you start acting. Until it's like it gives you the courage to act. Just like. So, yeah, you have to sit with your emotions, and I don't think it's an overnight thing. At least not for me.
Not for anyone, bro. Self-reflection takes time.
Yeah, also, now that I think about it enough, Sathya, like, have you tried giving some suggestions? Because same kura hunta, you can see it for your friend, but your friend cannot see it neither.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I don't even want to give any suggestion to anyone.
What if you're wrong? What if that's not exactly what they need? What if you're just like...
No, I mean, some of the things, I know, like, I've been through it.
Uh-huh.
And I see that happening with the other person. And it's boy one, you sort of know it.
Yeah.
That it's a similar one.
Uh-huh.
And it's thought provoke gonna ni door laksa ke malai toile.
Banali.
Because they don't see it, ke they're not ready for it. Ke.
Mm-hmm.
My therapist man tez ani, he probably knows exactly what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
He probably knows moile ke mistake gara chha. He never tells me that. Ke.
He just wants you to find that out for yourself. Yeah.
And that is the healthy way, because I have tried telling people, bro,
not the healthy way, because like, just imagine, suppose you're doing something and like people do give you suggestions or warnings, but I'll figure it out, and until and unless you do face it for yourself, you're not going to actually act upon it.
Yeah.
Like, we're not so good at taking suggestions or, like, just, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. I think you have to be open to suggestions to take suggestions. And sometimes, I mean, most of the times, like, people just want to rant and, like, not get any suggestions in return, okay? They're just like, let me rant, like... That'll make them feel better rather than you giving them suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What else do we have to talk about?
Are you in a rush?
No.
Tim, what are your key takeaways?
From therapy.
What has helped
or
you?
Or from life?
Both.
What has helped me? Sounds very cliche, you know. Although fucking living in cliches, we say yes.
No, cliches are cliches because it has worked for a lot of people, okay?
Yeah.
We're even life cliche.
Oh, I mean, like, I swear, bro, like, the best way is, like, stick to the basics, something.
Like what?
सबले भन्ने कुरा हो सबैजनाले थाहा छ हुन्छ नि
Let me guess.
What?
Love yourself.
How do you do that? Yeah, I love yourself, but how do you do that?
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
You tell me you're about to
say. I'm asking you, how do you do that?
I think loving yourself, accepting yourself, say you have to make a habit of repeating that thought to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm. Self-talk, okay.
Self-talk,
one tool,
yes.
Yeah, helps. Ani.
Self-talk, ho. Ani, malai chai, one of the biggest self-talk or the thing I repeat to myself is the fact that I'm human, bhanera, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I do the shittiest thing or the most embarrassing thing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm like, thik sa, I'm just human, it's all right.
Yeah.
Ani, I try to imagine... If mero saathi le tisto gareko bhaye, how would I react to it? Khaleko. So in that way, talking to myself about how it's okay to be bhanne kura chai.
Yeah.
That has helped malai chai. What is your technique?
Well, like to love yourself. To be happy. Whatever. Fucking gratitude, man. Gratitude and being humble, bro. Swear to God. Like, brings you down. Makes you feel just good, just happy with what you have. The being at peace, okay? Because you're always rushing. Life itself has become like a rush coming from me. It's always rushing. But yeah, so because we've always been taught to become this, become that, become. We're always trying to become somebody else, okay? The future self is not you. It's somebody else. So you're trying to become somebody else, which is good. You need that growth. You need to have an aim, you know. But then being at peace is just being. Just being.
I know that's very true. Like, you just have to be. But stagnant.
You get it. It's okay. So... You need to understand that everything in life is a phase.
Mm-hmm.
Life is never going to be stagnant. No matter how much you try, it's never going to be stagnant. You know? The thing like you're becoming, who you want to become, you need to be first. Okay? But you have to figure out who you want to become. You need to be able to sit and be. To be present. To just be without... the pressure of becoming without the acceleration of just becoming. You just need to, on some days, you just need to be to then figure out what you want to become. No matter how hard you try, life is never going to be stagnant.
Like growth-wise, okay? Like if you're not striving for something, what are you going to be?
I get it. You need to strive for something. Everybody needs to. That is becoming. That is important. Becoming is important. Becoming is exciting. But that being said, you can't miss out on the being. Amroji, we have this habit of like saying that two things can't be right at the same time.
Two things can't be right at the same time?
Yeah. सो लाइफमा चाहिँ देयर मल्टिपल थिङ्स द्याट आर राइट के देयर मल्टिपल पर्सपेक्टिभ्स द्याट क्यान बी राइट के हुन्छ नि सो हाम्रो चाहिँ अहिलेको जमाना कस्तो भइसक्यो भन्दाखेरि इफ यु डोन्ट लिन राइट देन युर लेफ्ट बुझ्यो बट देन देयर क्यान बी सम आइडियाज द्याट आई अप्रिसिएट फ्रम द राइट एन्ड देयर क्यान बी सम आइडियाज द्याट अप्रिसिएट फ्रम द लेफ्ट सो मान्छेहरूले चाहिँ म दुइटै हुन्छु भनेर चाहिँ त्यो पत्ताउनै सक्दैन क्या
होइन वाट यु बेसिकली मिन इज लाइफ इज इन द ग्रेज
लाइफ इज एभ्रिवेयर होइन बट व्हाट आई एम बेसिकली सेइङ इज जस्ट बिकज आई एम सेइङ बिइङ इज इम्पोर्टेन्ट डजन्ट मिन बिकमिङ इज नट के बुझ्यो
वेट व्हाट
सो व्हेन आई एम सेइङ बिइङ इज इम्पोर्टेन्ट जस्ट बिइङ प्रेजेन्ट बिइङ विथ योर सेल्फ being happy with what you have
mm-hmm.
being content
mm-hmm.
being humble being like having the gratitude just like thankful with what you have just being
mm-hmm.
without the worry of tomorrow
mm-hmm.
when I say that is important I'm not disregarding that becoming aiming for something higher is not important one again bujhyo so to dismiss gareko hain again but hamle chai we like always surrounded by this hustle culture always like trying to especially at this age and this time
you're always mutually exclusive why not
mutually exclusive hundaina ke so that things that you need to understand in life like it's not like everything is not mutually like exclusive
that's true one other thing that has helped me in this journey of accepting my emotions and being more mentally aware is journaling obviously because it does not involve other people's opinion either you're in your own safe space and you're just like writing and stuff so that has helped because your deepest darkest secrets and your deepest darkest fear is out there okay? So malai chai also to even speak up about things that I'm scared of haina therapist lai ni bhanna ali after lagne kura chai write it down haina and I but then like I've had instances where I wrote it down why are you laughing
when therapy ma gas gar so I have this friend who has this problem just asking for a friend
this is it tara haina I feel very at ease with my therapist I mean I think that is how it's supposed to be
thik ho
haina ani I think we will come to the horror stories of therapy in Nepal
oh my god
also haina but like what I'm getting at is journal garda hai chai what I've encountered is mala ati like things that I fear when I write it down and after I take a look at it and I don't fear it anymore okay?
That's what I'm talking about the basement cap bro bujhyo
yeah te ta
which is afraid of the unknown okay? Like we are wired to be afraid of the unknown because if we didn't have that we'd probably die
evolution
the basic shit huncha ni so we are हाम्रो त्यो नेचरमै छ क्या विच जस्ट अफ्रेड अफ दि अनोन होइन अनि कतिचोटि चाहिँ त्यो जस्ट लाइक एक्सप्लोरिङ द अनोन इज एकदम गाह्रो क्या हुन्छ नि लाइक डिप कुरा हो यु डोन्ट वान गो द्याट क्या अब कतिचोटि चाहिँ पास्ट इमोसन्सहरू हुन्छ पास्ट इभेन्ट्सहरू हुन्छ विच आर भेरी भेरी लाइक पेनफुल टु गो ब्याक टु
बिकज
त्यहाँ चाहिँ त्यो एउटा इभेन्ट हुन्छ त्यसको लाइक कति धेरै पर्सपेक्टिभ हुन्छ क्या के भएको हुन्छ बट एट द्याट पोइन्ट अफ टाइम मेबी द्याट इन्सिडेन्ट ह्यापन वेन यु रियली स्मल होइन त्यसरी नै मेसेजिङको कुरा भने होइन यु हेभ दिस वान मेसेज इन यर हेड एन्ड द्याट इज योर मेसेज अबाउट द इभेन्ट त्यसले गर्दाखेरि तिमीलाई अहिलेसम्म ट्रमा भइरहेको छ होइन बट यु डोन्ट हेभ द करेज टु गो ब्याक एन्ड एक्सप्लोर द्याट इभेन्ट अगेन बिकज इट्स भेरी पेनफुल बट also because it is unknown ke because you don't know what you're going to find chi pani hun sakcha hale no but then when you actually go down there explore it for what it was just see it noramre kura bhaye pani if you can explain it if you can just explain your brain like what had happened like त्यसले चाहिँ इट इट्स नट स्केरी एनी मोर के इट माइट बी स्याड वेन एभर यु रिमेम्बर इट इट माइट बी स्याड इट माइट बी लाइक ग्रिफ लस वाट एभर हुन्छ नि यु माइट फिल इमोसन्स बट इट्स नट वन बी स्केरी के
I think intimidation like negate gorne one tool is to be well acquainted with it. Like you said, you get intimidated with the unknown, ne hunta. Intimidated, scared, and the key to that is to be well acquainted with that. So the journaling, I highly suggest everyone. But journaling ma chai mero kasto bhako thyo bhandaheri I would journal only when I feel bad or low, okay? So, my journal would be full of sad sob stories, okay? And whenever I went back to it, it would still be sad, okay? Like, the emotions are very recurring, okay? And I realized that, and I'll say, I try to give it a positive ending, you know, in a sense that, this is what I feel, you know, and this is how I feel. And last month, like, you know, like I'm human, it's okay. Khali ko consoling types ending. So that sort of like gives it a better ending and makes me feel better.
Learning is that like everything in life is a phase. That is another learning that I've had, you know, is just like the deepest lows and the highest highs is gonna come to an end. Everything in life is gonna come to an end. So whatever you're feeling will pass. Even if it's the happiest day of your life, it will pass. Even if it's the saddest day of your life, it will pass. So just because, I mean, say whenever we are feeling low, whenever we're feeling high, we just feel like it's gonna be go on forever. And that is what breaks us down. That is what doesn't make us want to get up the next day. But if you tell yourself, this is a phase and this will pass, it helps, man.
That's true. There are so many things I want to talk about, Jair. Think you want to say, like, you... this will pass wala kura chai did come up in therapy but in a different way cuz ma chai I refrain from texting my therapist like other than just like asking for schedules and sani schedule bahek aru text garna chai like I refrain from it because mala ati cringe lagcha haina tara I did it once ke like I texted him because I was feeling miserable I was feeling very horrible अनि त्यति बेला चाहिँ हि सर्ट अफ लाइक रिप्लाइड एन्ड सेट हुन्छ नि प्लिज रिमेम्बर द्याट फिलिङ्स आर नट फ्याक्ट्स एन्ड फिलिङ्स डोन्ट स्टे भनेर कि सो द्याट वाज आई थिङ्क द राइट थिङ द्याट आई हर्ड एट द राइट टाइम कि लाइक तिमीले त्यो भनेर ठक्क
वी कन्फ्युज फिलिङ्स विथ फ्याक्ट्स
एक्ज्याक्टली
Because oftentimes, my bonding about the stories you tell yourself, it might not be true, okay?
It's not. It's just a thought.
Exactly.
It's just a thought.
Khatti choti chai.
So, your feelings are not facts wala kura chai. Because my therapist, he specializes in reality therapy. I know, which means it focuses on the present, not on past or future, whatever, you know. So right now, ke boy that's how are you feeling? What are the thoughts that are coming to you and are they useful for you or not? Khali ko kura haru, okay? And tesko basic kura chai euta chai ke ho bhanda heri te feelings are not facts and thoughts are not true bhanne kura ke. So isko like euta example chai kasto ho bhanda heri suppose eta kati next door ma aago lagyo re. Haina? Ani कस्तो आगो लाग्यो के लाग्यो द्याट इज वान थिङ होइन द्याट इज द रियालिटी होइन बट सम रिपोर्टर कम्स एन्ड मेक्स अ स्टोरी एन्ड पोस्ट इट अन मेबी काठमाडौँ पोस्ट होइन एन्ड द्याट इज अ स्टोरी नि त देयर आर चान्सेस द्याट द रिपोर्टर माइट नट हेभ क्याप्चर्ड एभ्रिथिङ नि त सो त्यो स्टोरी चाहिँ हाम्रो थट्स हो कि एन्ड मोस्ट अफ द टाइम चाहिँ दोज थट्स आर ड्रिभन बाई आवर ओन बायसेस अफ द मेसेजेस द्याट वी गेट इन आवर लाइफ हामीले अघि जुन चाहिँ मेसेजेसको बारेमा कुरा गऱ्यो नि, द मेसेजेस द्याट वी ग्रो अप विथ, सो त्यो कुराले चाहिँ अफेक्ट गर्छ क्या. अनि बिकज वी जस्ट नो द स्टोरी, वी जस्ट रिड द स्टोरी, वी थिङ्क द्याट्स द रियालिटी के, वी थिङ्क द्याट इज अ फ्याक्ट के, विच इज नट. अनि सिम्स लाइक अ भेरी माइन्युट थिङ होइन, तर इट्स लाइक कस्तो लाइक लाइफ चेन्जिङ कुरा हो क्या, टु रियलाइज द फ्याक्ट द्याट युर थट्स आर नट फ्याक्ट्स भनेर क्या. फिलिङ जुन चाहिँ हो नि त्यो फ्याक्ट होइन भनेर रियलाइज गर्नु चाहिँ के. सो वेन यु वेन एभर युर फिलिङ अति नै डाउन ओर वेन एभर युर फिलिङ ब्याड अबाउट युर सेल्फ, जस्ट टु रिफ्रेज हाउ यु थिङ्क एन्ड से द्याट आई एम ह्याभिङ अ थट that I am worthless or I'm not enough bhanne kura haru huncha ni, when you just like rephrase it in your brain it does wonders ke.
Feri again comes back to the images that you have in your head and the stories you tell yourself.
Yeah, like three things actually, one is images, one is thoughts, one is emotions. So tinta kura chai just like plays a lot in your head right again. Ani if you can rectify it, like practice to have a positive outlook to it, then it's a help for the rest.
Or you can go back to those incidents, you can go back to those events, and then like once you change the narrative, okay? You could look at things in a different way.
Yeah, I haven't said that about like this is our
experience,
therapy journey and experience, and ani about again we're not experts, so don't really
listen to us, you know, like listen to us and like maybe it will help you kind of relate if you can, you know. Only if it does help you relate, like we're super happy.
Yeah, tara teo ke bhanna
thiyo, I mean we're slowly coming to the end, you know.
Yeah,
esma chai hamle hije euta arko kura pani garira thiyo, how I'm just starting to feel like people who do have some sort of mental mental health issues, if you want to call it, and then it's only human, yeah, bro. Like
fuck. Yes bro, it's human, yeah.
Oh, it's only human, and then like my the it's trying to feel like it's a part of growing up, and then cuz oftentimes we're so ignorant about so many things, we're so ignorant about a lot of things, and tilli garda thiri chai you don't want to dig deeper, you're just like always living in the surface, and that's what we call the emotional spectrum is also low.
What do you mean by the emotional spectrum?
Ti timi ignorant hunda thiri timro the emotion ko spectrum huncha ni, the happiest highs or the lowest lows, tyo pani sanai huncha ke. But then as you get older you are faced with challenges, you are faced with a lot of different things. Ani malai chai aile chai when I ani obviously tyo challenges or tyo incidents haru face garda theri everybody's going to have that for the first time, okay? But not everybody's going to know or have the exact right tools to decipher it in the exactly right way, huncha ni, and tilli garda theri chai we often have huncha ni these issues, if you want to call it like my issues pani bhanu ma lagyo, it just like happens, huncha ni, and that is just a part of growing up, okay? Ma chai normalize this cuz like this happens to everyone, bro. Everyone feels low, everyone feels high, and it's just a part of growing up. And if you could not make this a stigma or like huncha ni just like
don't stigmatize,
sit down with your bros and have a chat about how you're feeling, bro.
I think like your series man, there are a lot of things we need to cover, huncha ni, because yes we talk about mental health issues, I know, but we don't know the language ke, kasari chai to initiate garnu, because therapist le bolaycha to ma I don't talk with my friends ni ta, haina, like how are you feeling ke bhancha, invalidate it, huncha ni, don't dismiss it, like those are like big words ke. We have to like sort of make a language which is used very often, ke like kasari chai kura garne ma mero sathi sanga athwa mero aama bau sanga,
exactly ma ti bhaneke bro feelings aba alli kati pani gharma basyo tyo bhayo, like huncha ni, you just like are labeled as you have a mental disorder, thale huncha ni, you have a problem, or like we seek in therapy so we must have problems. We do, everybody does. But I'm just saying that how do you normalize this? Or how do you make this easier to have a conversation with in a larger mass? You know? And so this is why we have conversations so that this is normalized. Okay? So that people, as humans, we're not robots, we can't have things right all the time. Okay? So humans being humans, we should have human conversations. Not just what we eat or like where we're going or what you're wearing. Like, you just have, because like humans are basically, we have emotions, we have hormones, we have a lot of shit.
We have flaws.
We have flaws. We make mistakes. We do a lot of things. So just if we could, you know, normalize all of that and talk about things that actually make us feel rather than things that take us away from feelings.
Mm.
It would
be
better.
Mm. I think there are a lot of things we need to cover, like you said also, you know, the language and how can we approach people is one.
Mm-hmm.
Another is how to find the right therapist.
Oh yes.
Because that is a problem I hear from a lot of people. Because mara chau gairako wala therapy is India ko. So we do online therapy.
Yeah.
Ani we are lucky because we found a good therapist first. Mege.
Mm.
But now that I talk to a lot of people who've been to therapy, I realize that it's a bad idea to not go without thinking about therapy like I did. I'll just give it a try. So it's important to know kosto khale therapist.
And you need to know. So choosing a therapist is like choosing a pants. So it has to fit right, kind of.
Yeah.
Sometimes the hip doesn't fit. Sometimes the thighs are too tight. So it's similar. Okay. Mm. So if you don't, you know, so always do like a few sessions with your therapist first. If you feel like it doesn't click, then
maybe you can try change.
Yeah,
else,
try someone else and then you see what clicks. So you don't have to have like the first time my first go my you're gonna find the right therapist for it. Let's say it's a bit difficult.
Mm.
Just like Kree said, like I mean, we were lucky.
Mm.
So tyo bhayera chai especially hamle sunne anusar Nepal ma,
yeah,
sunne anusar dekhe anusar mai gaa chu yaha Nepal ma, so it's a bit troublesome huncha ni. So health professionals are pani is not the best.
Nepal ma to it's a horror story. One of my friend went re na ani relationship is bare ma kura dari nani timro to age bhayo chaina relationship ma hune bhandari, what the fuck, kasto like invalidating ge. Like the messages to kura gare ni hamle agi bakhare, like what kind of message are you giving?
Yeah.
And don't just like go to these fancy ass therapists that you see on social media or like claiming to be therapists, they're not. I swear, wow, I feel too much about this kid because therapist ho ni to. You can't like dismiss people.
They need to know their shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so obviously we've had friends who's shared experiences with us about like unako therapist haru ani the scene is not the best in Nepal, but obviously if you have huncha ni, if you do go to therapy ani hajurko therapist haru chai ramro chha, but if you have suggestions please comment ma likhdinu hola, so like if there are other people who are seeking for therapy, maybe they can contact like some good people, you know.
Yes.
I wish we had like a rating system for these therapists haru, so maybe we can just build a community and like have that. A lot of community building.
Yeah.
Very much required.
Yeah. So that is that. I think we covered a little bit of everything, Aza. Mm-hmm. And this was supposed to be a lighthearted conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are going to do is specialize on these topics. And we're going to make an entire episode on that. So you can expect quite a few episodes on mental health, how we can navigate, you know, how to choose a therapist, hola, maybe building that narrative of building that language of how to communicate with your friends and all of that. So stay tuned. I think this will be it for today.
Yeah, and another quick notice, since I'm leaving for my master's, most of your series go part no, 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 obviously we are diving deep into mental health, and we will be doing a couple of different episodes with different guests. So please stay tuned. I will join in soon. So for a couple
this
of
this is an official farewell episode to Chao. But obviously you're gonna be back.
Yeah, we're gonna be back, and I'll bring you stories from London town.
Ambo, Dicky Chao goes international.
Ambo, yes sir.
Yeah, I think so. With that, we have come to an end of today's episode. Stay tuned, like, follow, subscribe, and comment down below what you like the most about today's episode. And of farewell to Chao, we will miss you, but you're gonna be back. So
yeah, I'll be back soon.
So that's it. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.